Good evening, my friends. Delighted to have y'all here. Please come on in and take your seat. For those of you with whom I have not become acquainted yet, I want to introduce myself. I'm Bob Farley, and I will be your professor for the next few weeks in this great adventure we call Business Law 321, the Law of Business Organization. Business organization is a great adventure, which we will share together. I hope we're all excited. I love to teach it. I hope you'll love to learn it. It's going to be fun. We'll have a great time together. Yes, absolutely. We are going to have an interesting time here learning about the law together. And the law is the basis of all society. Today, we start this adventure. A little bit about myself, because you need to know your tour guide on this adventure. My name, as I said, is Bob Farley. I am a lawyer. Can anybody here tell me what lawyers do? Anyone? Somebody up there said lie. I certainly hope not. A lawyer who lies won't be a lawyer very long. And I will never lie to you. What lawyers do is solve problems. And the law is the instrument by which lawyers solve problems. And today, together, we will start our adventure on the law of business organizations. Business organizations are vehicles. They're vehicles to hold property. They're vehicles to transport commerce. And we're going to learn about those vehicles and going to learn about the law which structures them and recognizes them. As I said, my name is Bob Farley. I am your professor. My background is I'm an attorney with the New York State Senate. I'm counsel to the majority leader in the New York State Senate. Before that, I was deputy attorney general of the state of New York. And before that, I was counsel to the minority leader in the state assembly. I began my career as a trial lawyer. I tried cases for 7 years before I went into government. I've been teaching for well over a decade now. It's the favorite thing that I do. Why? Because I love all of you. I really do, and I have more fun with you than I can ever describe. This is how I get my fun, okay? Right here with you. I have a very, very simple teaching philosophy, as you can see from this handout that we have, all the slides behind you. The teaching philosophy is very simple. I succeed when you succeed. We'll get into that a little bit more in length in a minute. My educational background is I have an undergraduate degree from the very institution in which you're attending. Back when dinosaurs roamed the earth and we used quill pens, I sat right in the same chair as you did, and I got a degree in geophysics here a long time ago, in 1980. I then went on and got a Juris Doctorate degree, that's a law degree, from Hofstra University School of Law. And thereafter, I turned around many years after, a couple years ago, and got a PhD in law, which is known as an LLM, from Albany Law School. Sat right where you did just a couple years ago in Albany Law School, felt like grandpa in the classroom, but I learned a lot. Loved it all the way, got to write a lot, If you want to reach me, it's very easy. Go to the website, send me an email. Just my name, bobfarley@bobfarley.org. Remember to type in .org. O-R-G. It's my name, bobfarley@bobfarley.org. The reason we use .org, not .com, I used to have .com, but I gave it up a few years ago. It is now held by a guy who sells surfboards in Hawaii. Lovely man, but he's not me. Some days I wish it was. Love to be selling those surfboards in Hawaii, but he does that. And as lovely a man as he is, he's not terribly interested in our class. So if he gets one of your emails, I don't know that he's liable to respond. So please send it to bobfarley@bobfarley.org and it'll get to me. Our website is bobfarley.org. Also up top here is my cell phone. Please feel free to call me, 986-2037. 518 area code, okay? You call me, I'll get back to you. You email me, I'll get back to you. I have two children. My oldest daughter is right where you are. She is a sophomore at Geneseo, the SUNY system. I'm a big believer in SUNY. I've taught in all kinds of different places. I've taught at Albany Law School, I've taught at Union. And I have taught professionally. I think the teachers here, the faculty that we have, and I think more importantly, all of you students, are the finest that I've ever taught. You are hardworking. You're wonderful people. I really love you all. And we're going to have fun together. Okay. So, the audio is on board for the classes. That being said, for those of you who have ever been in my class before, you know that class attendance is important to me. The only people who do not do well in my class are people who don't show up. If you don't come here, don't expect to do well. You do come here, you make an effort, you will do exceptionally well. That's the way it works. And I will tell you, I have a very simple philosophy. I succeed when you do. If you do not succeed, I feel bad. Literally cry. It's not good. You don't want to see it. I want you to succeed, because if you don't, it means I've done a bad job. It's not a bad student that fails, it's a bad teacher that fails that student. And I'm not just a professor, I'm a teacher because I want you to learn. And I want you to enjoy what we're teaching, okay? This is gonna be an interactive class. We'll break this down in a second, what we do. Let's talk about grades, because I know that's the number one thing that everybody's on their mind. And again, you don't have to take notes on this stuff, it's all on the internet, you get it. We'll talk about the website. The grading is very simple. We have two examinations. One is a midterm. They're all machine scored. Those of you who've taken my property class know that I also do fill in the blanks. I can't with a class this size. Wish I could, but I can't. Okay? I will make available to all of you the opportunity to do extra credit. So if you don't get where you want to be on the midterm, there is an opportunity to redeem yourself. I greatly prize effort. You work, I will make sure you succeed. Okay? That's the bargain that I'll strike with you. So if you make that effort, you're going to succeed here. So there is an opportunity to do an extra credit project to get you where you need to be. I like to give A's, it makes me happy. Means that I've done well because you've learned it, okay? Our class format, it's very simple. We come in, we do whatever administrative things that we have to do, like pass out these papers here, okay? And then we get into a lecture. after the lecture, and I never take full time. I don't do that. We can get through much faster, and you guys have better things to do than just to be here, I'm sure. So what we'll do is, after I finish the lecture on that area, we'll turn around, come take a little bit of a break, and I mean a little break, you know, 5-10 minutes, go out and go to the restroom and get soda pop, whatever you want to do. Come back, we'll do a class activity, and then you're out of here. Okay? Good work. Anthony, was it fun?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Anthony. He knows everything. A student, great guy. Okay. Now, one of the things I like to do, and we're going to try it, we've done it in our property class, is I do a question of the day. At the end of class, I'll ask a question. Anybody who gets it right gets an additional point on your final grade. Okay? So if you can get it right now, if you have a great question to ask, and yes, sadly, I am the arbitrator of whether or not it's a great question. If you have a great question, you get 2 points. We'll ask that. Okay, so come up with something really good. I like to kind of touch on the law somehow, some way. Don't ask me who won the Super Bowl in 1968. That's not really touching on the law, although it's an interesting question. At the end of the day, we'll have fun. Okay. One last thing. You can see the grade selection here on this. Biography you have in there, I need to have back. You can bring it with you next time. That biography is worth 5 points on your final grade. Okay? All I have to do is have it back. And you have to fill it out. And tell me about who you are. I am interested. I can't help you unless you tell me who you are. Don't have to write your piece. That's not necessary. Tell me who you are, give it back to me, you get 5 points, okay? You have 30 points on your midterm, 65 points on the final, okay? Okay. Remember, extra credit. So complete that bio, get it back to us, okay? As we set on the attendance, we'll start with circulating that attendance sheet. I need it back at the end of the class, so whoever has it's got to give it back to me. That attendance will be taken into consideration on a final grade. If you never come to class, don't expect to do well. And if I find out that somebody else is signing someone else's name, not good for you. Okay? I have one rule when it comes to cheating, you fail. Okay? I don't conduct an inquisition. There's no determination at school. You flunk. Okay? I know none of you will do that here. I don't ever have a problem with that in my class. At the end of the day, that's a simple rule, okay? Okay, what do you need for the class? This is our textbook. This textbook was actually in print for you. There's a course that I gave here. It's not nifty, actually, it's in print when my father came here. But we won't even go there, okay? It is Anderson's Business Law and the Legal Environment of Business. You can use either the 21st edition, which this is, or the 20th. I understand it's much cheaper. They have asked me to use the textbook. Those of you who know that have taken my property course know I'm not real fond of textbooks. I teach the property class without one. Not everything will come from the textbook, most of which will come from the lecture. And all the lecture, everything you don't need to know, will be on the slides, which will be on the internet on the website. Okay? We'll go through the slides every day. Of course, if you read every part of the textbook, you're going to get an A. Okay? Because the textbook goes in far deeper than we will. We cannot cover this huge doorstop in one semester. Can't be done. Okay? Not only that, none of you would want us to. We're going to talk about real life examples. We're going to try and make it interesting. And everything you're going to need to know from the test, and I do hold review sessions for both the midterm and the final. Okay? on the midterm. It will be in class. On the final, we are going to have one on May 2nd, as you can see from your syllabus, okay? To access the slides, you're going to go to this web address. You go on bobfarley.org, just click on law classes, it'll bring you right there, okay? The website for this class will not be up until Sunday, because I have to switch servers, but on Sunday it will be there. I'm going to email all of you with the link, so you can go right there, okay? There you can download all the slides, all the audio, everything you need for our successful adventure. When you go on the internet, that's what you're going to see. Okay? And if you click it on, it shows the class schedule, which you have in your hand. It shows the SUNY class schedule. It shows the grade format, which you have there. It shows all the lecture material, which is all the slides, as well as the reading assignments on here. You can look at, the slides are downloadable, so are the audio. Okay? Now, I've got to ask you, knowing all that, there's two types of students. Some students are sailboats. Others are submarines. And you have to ask your question, which one are you? Either one can succeed in this class, but you have to ask that question. Are you a sailboat or are you a submarine? It's up to you which one you are, and let me explain what that means. What's a sailboat student? You're out there on a cruise, you're enjoying the sunshine, you come to class, just kind of hanging out, listening, soaking up the waves. It's a great cruise. You're having fun. See the guys smiling there? They just kind of soak it in. Everything's cool. Listen. But you lose the opportunity to make the in-depth discoveries. You will take some things away from this class, even if you're a sailboat. But the greatest military units are those who wear dolphins on their lapels. Who are those? Those are the submariners. The submarine students don't just enjoy the surface of the sea. They delve into it deeply. They want to immerse themselves in all that knowledge. Right, Becky? Okay. You're a submarine student. Not only do you come to class, not only do you peruse the slides, but you read the textbook. You immerse yourself. You ask yourselves questions. You go to cocktail parties and say, what about corporations? What do you think? And you get an adventure out of this class. Either one can succeed, but the question is, which one are you? We'll find out. I do want to make a caveat about reading. Reading is the gateway to knowledge. Please close your notebook. Electronic devices are not appreciated in our class. You didn't know that. I understand. I appreciate it. We don't spend the entire time here in class trying to abbreviate it. I need your attention when we do. And you know what? I'm so grateful. You have a situation with a sailboat and a submarine, you gotta ask yourself which one you are. And you know what? If you read, you will be that submarine and you will get immersed in the knowledge and know everything. You show me a reader and I'll show you a gifted, educated person. So, sailboat or submarine? Which one are you? Okay. Some days I own a sailboat instead. So, no recriminations. Okay. Let's begin our adventure. You got the course outline. You can see what we're going to cover. It covers the chapters in the book. That's what we're going to fly through. Remember, I put much less emphasis on the case book than I do on our outlines. That being said, you read the case book, you're going to know an awful lot more. Okay? Now, what are we going to talk about here? Give me kind of a brief overview. Agency. Anybody know what agency is? This is Super Bowl season. We're almost there. Who wants the Giants? Raise your hand. Who wants another team? Raise their hand. What do you want? Ravens. Wow, didn't expect that. Oh, Gordon. What? Who else? Yes. I can't see them. San Francisco 49ers. They have a coach who's like on steroids. He's ready to roll. Who else? Anybody else? No? Any Patriots fan? Not a Redskin fan. We've had pretty much a poor few decades. Anyway,
my wife is rooting for the Giants. But if you're a football fan, what do football players have?
Agents! Show me the money, baby! They're people who are able to make money for their principal. That's the law of agency. And guess what? They make a lot of money for their football players and for themselves. We're going to talk about agency. There's a whole area of law that governs that.
So if you want to, John, you want to become a rich agent? It's pretty cool. Okay. We're going to talk about partnerships. We're going to talk about sole proprietorships. There are ways that you can form a business without formally incorporating. Okay? We're going to talk about what those are and the legal relationships between them. And then we're going to delve into the biggest area of this course, corporations. Now, anybody here ever take Latin? Raise your hand if you have. Few. Very good. What is the word corpus? What's your name, Mark? Can I pick on you for a second? What's your name? No, back there.
Oh.
Yes, you.
Becca.
Becca. Sweet Becca. Tell me, what does the word corpus mean in Latin? You know?
I thought it was body.
You're correct. You don't even think. You got it right. It means body. What do you think a corporation then? It means person. Body. It's a Roman invention. Why? The Romans turned around and believed that their society would be greater than any one person, that it would go on forever. So they wanted a business entity that would last longer than a human life. So guess what? They said create a business entity that was a person itself. Corpus, body. That's what the word means. Corporation is a person under the law. They have a separate standing. You can sue a corporation. They're a person under the law. We're going to talk about that. It's actually very exciting and interesting. You'd be surprised. Public authorities. They're a special type of government corporation. They do incredible things. They build things and operate them. Provide all kinds of things for who is from Long Island here. Raise your hand. You ever hear of the MTA? You know what the MTA does? It runs trains and buses, all kinds of transportation things, right? It's a public authority. And you get to learn how it works. We're going to talk about limited liability corporations and partnerships. LLPs and LLCs, they're a modern way to basically incorporate cheaply. You're going to talk about insurance, and then lastly, sadly, bankruptcy. Okay? How to avoid it. Okay. Before we talk about that, though, we need to talk about the law. Because the law is the basis for all of this. What is the law? When you're talking about taking a law course. Maybe some of you out there, and I hope you do, want to be lawyers. Great profession. My dad's a lawyer. My sister's a lawyer. My wife's a lawyer. She's a far better lawyer than me. She works for KPMG. She's a partner with them. She's a graduate of SUNY Albany. We met on a tennis court here. I asked her out 10 times. She turned me down 10 times. Then one day she saw me in church. She said, "You know, he's not an axe murderer. I don't think he really ever killed anybody. Maybe I will accept." 30 years later, we're still together. She has poor taste, but he's a great one. At the end of the day here, just remember, it is about the friends and people you meet. That's what's important. But what is the law? What does it mean? The law is something very simple. Let's talk about it. Where do you find it out? Remember, I told you, be a good reader. It's the way you learn. Books. I got to tell you a funny story. Can I tell you a funny story for 1 second? I went back to school, as I said, to get my LOL a couple years ago. And I had a nice young man come up to me and he says, "Now, you're over 35, right?" I said, "Yeah, just a little bit." Sadly, quite a bit. He said, "You must have been a lawyer before the internet." I said, "Yes, I was a lawyer before the internet." He said, "How the heck did you do it without computers?" And yes, I went to law school with the Smith Barone and High Court. I said, we have these marvelous, magical things that nobody ever thinks about anymore. They're called books. We actually look things up in books. Today, lawyers don't use books as much as they did, but I will tell you, I will race you with a book and a computer. Please, gentlemen, with the computers, please close them. Okay? All of them. Ma'am? Yes. Please close your computer. Okay. Thought I made that announcement. I'm sorry if I haven't made it louder. Books are wonderful items. And if you're going to be a lawyer, you need to know them. One of the best is Black's Law Dictionary. It is a treasure trove of everything dealing with the law. Because it defines things. And the law is words. Remember we talked about corporations? You want to understand corporations, you need to understand that word. That's why Becca was kind enough to tell us, body. Words have meaning, particularly in the law. So you go to Black's Law Dictionary. And what does that tell us about the meaning of the word law? Well, it gives us all kinds of definitions. That which is laid down and established. A rule or method according to which a phenomena or actions coexist. That's quite a long definition. Body of rules or action or conduct. Lastly, a solemn expression of the will of a supreme power or sovereign. I prefer a simpler definition. You can take this one to the bank. It's easy. John, do you remember it? It's right behind me if in case you didn't. You can make yourself look good. Correct! For those of you who didn't hear John's eloquence, law is rules by which civilization is ordered. Who of you have ever played a game like Monopoly? Those of us who quickly open the package and never pay attention to the rule book, just dig right in. This doesn't apply to us. But inside there's a rule book. It tells you how to play the game. Law is the rule book for society. It tells you how to play the world. Lawyers rule the world because they know the rule book. And the rule book's important. Law is quite simply the rule by which your civilization is ordered. Founded in Rome and then evolved right here to the United States. What are the chief components of the law? Number one, rules. They're pronounced, they're laid down, they're enacted by a controlling authority, someone you respect. They're consistent and lasting. They can't be changing. Why? If you change the law all the time, you don't know what it is. How can you follow it if you don't know what it is? It's enforceable and followed. If it's always changing, you can't follow it. It's not enforceable. So those two are interrelated. Early laws were directives of a sovereign. The guy with the biggest muscles, or the biggest stick to hold up, he was the guy who made the rules. Today, we elect people to do that. So whether they be in the state or in the federal government, we elect them to make the laws. Okay. What types of laws do you have? You have constitutions.
In both the state and in the federal government, the Constitution is the rule book. It sets up the ultimate law of the land. It's very elegant in the federal government. Pretty short, too. Good reading. I recommend it. The state constitution, however, is far lengthier.
Whereas the federal government's constitution pretty much just sets up the way that government operates and limits its powers, the state constitution talks not only about that, but on things like forest preserves
and how you go about taxing people. It's all kinds of complicated and lengthy. But state government is far closer to the people and far easier to amend.
You have statutes as part of the law. That's what either Congress or a state legislature enacts as laws. Statutes are important laws. Constitutions are the highest level law. Then you have statutes. Then you have case law. That's law made by judges.
When a court makes a decision, that case law amplifies what the statute or constitution says.
Then you have regulations. Regulations are laws made by government agencies, either on the federal or the state government level.
They amplify what the statute says. You pass a statute by the state legislature, the executive agency goes out and implements that. They pass regulations. It's called promulgate.
They promulgate those regulations, they write them pursuant to a state statute on that issue. And lastly, the lowest level of law is called an executive order.
That's when the president or the governor orders the people who work for him in the state agency to do something. Now, these go from the top down. An executive order can't overrule a statute. The regulation can't overrule the Constitution.
A statute can't overrule the Constitution. Constitution's first, statute's next, case law then, regulation and executive order. They're in that order. What kind of government do we have?
We're assured a Republican form of government in the United States Constitution. That doesn't mean Republican versus Democrat. Republican form of government means that you have to elect your representatives and they turn around and vote on items for you. We don't have a direct democracy. We don't get to vote on things directly. We are required in the United States Constitution to have Republican forms of government. We have state legislatures in all 50 states. They're bicameral legislatures. What does that mean? Each state, except for one, has two houses, a house in both, one which is a Senate, one is a House. In New York State, it's called the Assembly. There's one state which only has a Senate. It's called Nebraska. Everybody wants to be a Senate. But they're the only state with a unicameral legislature. Every other one has followed the example of the United States Constitution and created a bicameral legislature. Okay? The United States Constitution is the ultimate rule book. It's the supreme law of the land. Okay? Okay. You have three branches. I know you know this from grade school, but it's important to know this when you get into the law. You have the president on the federal government. He's the executive. You have the Congress, which is the legislative. You have the court system, which is the judicial. New York State, you've got the governor, the state legislature, and the state courts. That's broken up. The Congress is a bicameral legislature. It's got the United States Senate and the House of Representatives. The United States Senate, when it was founded in the Constitution, were appointed by state legislatures. They weren't elected. They represented the state governments in the federal government. Around 1912, there was a constitutional amendment. One of the guys who led the charge on it, became President of the United States. His name was Franklin Roosevelt. And around 1912, we decided as a nation, amended the federal constitution to elect United States senators. So today, both houses of Congress are directly elected. Two from every state for the Senate, and 435 portioned equally across population basis for the House of Representatives. Okay. The federal courts, you got the Supreme Court of the United States, the highest court. It's an appeals court primarily, has very limited jurisdiction for direct action. There are certain times you can go there directly. Don't worry about it because it's so seldom, you don't even need to know about it. You have the Court of Appeals, that's the middle level. We call that the Circuit Court. Why do you think we call it the Circuit Court? No? Hey, yes? Anybody? The Circuit Court. The Circuit Court. Why do we call it the Circuit? Sorry?
Laws come in, come out.
Nope. What do you do? Good guess. Anybody else?
Can I take a guess?
Yeah.
I think because there's only a number, I think 9 or 10, no. Is that a December?
No, that's not one. But good guess. It did. They covered a certain area, and the judges used to ride between courthouse to courthouse. They used to ride the circuit. They used to get on a horse and ride between the courthouses. That's why they call it the Circuit Court, because the judges used to go to different courthouses when they're appeal court. One day you'd hold it in Albany, the next day you'd hold it in New York City, the next day you'd hold it in Connecticut. That was the circuit. It covered a certain geography. Okay? Right now they're broken up. I think there's 11 of them. Don't quote me, but I have to look that up. We're in the second circuit here in New York. Then the lowest level is the federal district court. There's 4 in New York. There's 1 in Manhattan, 1 in Long Island, 1 here in Albany and Syracuse, and 1 out above. Buffalo is the western district, where the northern district, the southern district is in Manhattan, and the eastern district's in Brooklyn. They're the lowest level appeal, they're the lowest level trial court in the federal system. Okay. State government. You got the governor, he's the executive, big poobah. Then you got the state legislature, they're broken up into the state senate and the state assembly. 150 members of the state assembly by constitution. They're elected proportionally. 62 members, soon to be 63 in the state senate, they're also elected proportionally. Okay, you have 3 courts here. Our highest court is known as the Court of Appeals. Where in the federal system, that's the middle level appeal court. Here, it's the number 1. Court of Appeals is right in downtown Albany, gorgeous building. I urge you to go see it someday. We also have the appellate division. Here in Albany, we have 5 different appellate divisions in New York. In the appellate division here in Albany, we're in the third department, it's called. That's right next door to the Court of Appeals. Not quite as pristine and beautiful, but fun nonetheless. Then the lowest level is the highest level in the national level. Our lowest level court, New York State, is the Supreme Court. Kind of sounds like it's upside down, but that's the way it goes in New York. Supreme Court's the lowest level trial court, then you have the appellate division, then you have the Court of Appeals. You're a justice of the Supreme Court, you're a judge of the Court of Appeals. Why don't you? Okay. Remember the priority of laws, it's important. Okay. One more thing, and then we're all right. Who's got the attendance sheet? Where is it? Did everybody sign it? Who has not signed it? Holy smokes. We gotta get a better system going. I don't count the first day anyway, so it's not the end of the world. Okay. Let's talk about this and then go. We have to think of the law of business organization. I tried to break things down into terms that mere mortal humans like myself can understand. What is a business organization? It's a vehicle. It's a vehicle to deliver commerce. John, what do you really think that commerce consists of?
I'll give you a hint. I taught you a course in it last semester.
Property. It's all about property. Corporations are a way to hold property. Sole proprietorships are a way to hold property. LLCs, a way to hold property. All of these entities, insurance, a way to guarantee your property. All of these things are a vehicle in which to hold property. Most of the time that property is what? Money! Erda says money. Erda would be right. That property is money. And these vehicles hold the money. That's why they're different sizes. Because some of them have to hold more than others. A sole proprietor is kind of like the little mini. The partnership is more along the lines of that new Merino Roadster crossover. And a corporation, that's like that. Okay? They're big. They can hold a lot. You can even go tractor trails. But think of them in terms of a vehicle. That's what it is. It's a means to deliver commerce. And most of the time, the commerce is property. And the law is the rules of the road. That's what it really is. It governs how you operate that vehicle. Next time, we're going to talk about agency. We're going to start with that. Show me the money. Anybody ever see Jerry Maguire? Show me the money, baby. That's agency. See you next week. Thanks for coming. Folks, anybody who needs a permission number, come down and see me and we'll talk to you.
I don't need a permission number. I just want to introduce myself.
Sorry, dear?
I said I don't need a permission number. I just want to introduce myself.
What's your name? What's your name?
Campbell. I was getting there.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for taking my class.
No problem.
Please. You see, we didn't have to sign it today.
Sorry? I was out there something.
Sign it, or
if you could, I'd appreciate it. Are you all up with permission number, people?
Stand back here. Thank you for coming. It's your birthday. I'm being told you what I'm saying.
Seems pretty decent.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Do we have to sign the attendance?
If you could, I'd appreciate it. If I'm nice.
I was trying to come back, but like now, they're in the group. Even the fourth
No,
horrible, right?
Oh,
absolutely horrible.
No, I'm anxious as
can be. I was like sweating, trying to get in, especially with COVID. I was laughing.
I just registered today. I don't think so, because I took some money, but just in case. Please. Thank you.
You guys all with permission numbers?
Yeah.
Stand against the wall, I'm gonna make an announcement in a minute.
If we wanted to hand in the bag,
please give me your bios.
Beautiful.
That's a beautiful thing. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good week.
You too. I'd like you to. You got to work out a better system. Okay.
Is today the only day you're giving out permission numbers? Because I know someone that wants to take the class.
Talk. Hang out, and I'm going to make an announcement.
Oh, the attendance sheet is there?
Yeah, somebody's got it.
You can hand it to biology.
Next week. Okay. Permission number, people? Anybody else need a permission number? Okay. Here's the deal. You need to go see John Lovato. John Lovato is on the third floor of the school district. I will call him and tell him you're coming. Please go see him. He is the only one authorized. He's the only one authorized to get permission numbers. I'm going to have you all have one. Just go see him. He is the one responsible for getting them. Sorry to make you the third floor of the school business center. Right on the corner of the floor.
He would have got time right now.
Yeah, I'll be there.
I'll be there.
And if not, as long as you see the